It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood. A neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hello, neighbor. I'm glad we could be together on this beautiful day. Sure, it's beautiful in here. You and I make it beautiful together. B. B. Big B. Baby B. Beautiful. Can you think of other things that start with B? You know, B, B, beautiful. Like baby. Or what's that that we sometimes play with, a pretend ball? Mm-hmm. Want to throw it back? Throw it back. Mm-hmm. Think of anything else that starts with a B. What about something that flies up in the sky that has wings? Bird. A blue block. A baby blue block. And a big blue block. All those things. Look around you and see if there's anything that you see that starts with a B. Any books? What about this one other thing? Sometimes when you're in bed and it's cold, in bed, there's one, and it's cold, and there's something that you pull up on you to keep you warm. Blanket? Sure, blanket. See if picture has any B's. Oh, there's one right there. Picture has a big B. Mm-hmm. That's a little B. Now, why don't we have picture show us a film about the letter B? And some words that start with the letter B. We can watch that together. There are lots of little letter B's. B for ball. Balloon. Boat. Bus. Barn. It's fun to read those words, isn't it? Broom. Bird. B for bubbles. Lots of words start with B. What do you think that one will be? Butterfly. Basket. B for baby. For you. I liked that. Thank you very much, Picture Picture. You're welcome. I like the way that B went looking for things that start with B. Let's have this B look for something. I know what it's going to find. B for blanket. I'll just put this blanket on the floor. You could do that if you want. Oh, you don't need a blanket, but you could get down on the floor on your back. And look up at the ceiling. Things look different to you? Lying on your back? Put your hands over your eyes and then spread your fingers a little and look through your fingers. Make different designs. And then get up. You know, I think you've grown. It seems that every time I think about you, you've grown inside or outside. You used to creep and crawl real well, but then you learned to walk real well. There was a time you'd coo and cry, but then you learned to talk, and my, you hardly ever cry. You hardly ever crawl at all. I like the way you're growing up. It's fun, that's all. You're growing, you're growing. You're growing in and out. You're growing, you're growing. You're growing all about. Your hands are getting bigger now. Your arms and legs are longer now. You even sense your insides grow when mom and dad refuse you. So you're learning how to wait now. It's great to hope and wait somehow. I like the way you're growing up. It's fun, that's all. You're growing, you're growing in and out. You're growing, you're growing all about. Your friends are getting better now. They're better every day somehow. You used to stay at home to play, but now you even play away. You do important things now. Your friends and you do big things now. I like the way you're growing up. It's fun, that's all. Someday you'll be a grown-up, too, and have some children grow up, too. Then you can love them in and out and tell them stories all about the times when you were their size, the times when you found great surprise in growing up. And they will sing, it's fun, that's all. You're growing, in and out. Yes, you are. You're growing, all about. And I'm proud of the way you're growing. Say, why don't we use the traffic light for some make-believe? Wouldn't you like to pretend that we were at the castle with Coach Saunders and his two boys in the B room? Okay, we'll just count to 13 as this light flashes 13 times and go to the B room, all right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 to the B room.
just love to see you gentlemen exercise.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
Oh, I remember the picture you showed me of your boys with Mr. Saunders. What fine boys you are.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
Now, Stephen, how old are you?
I'm 14, Your Majesty.
14. And David?
I'm 12.
12 years old. 14 years old and 12 years old. Oh, you have fine sons, Mr. Saunders.
Thank you.
Would you do that one exercise for me in which you push yourself up from the floor?
We'll be happy to, Your Majesty.
Thank you.
All right, let's spread out, boys, and you know the one. We'll do two push-ups. You ready? Begin. Two, down, up, and down, and up, and stand. And another one, down, and back, and up, and down, and down, and up, and squat, and stand. One more. Down, back, push, up, squat, and stand. There, oh. Thank you very much, boys.
That's excellent.
Where's King Friday, Your Majesty?
Oh, he should be here in 4 seconds.
In 4 seconds? Yeah. One, two, three, four.
Mr. Saunders, and sons, I presume?
Correct as usual, Your Majesty.
Queen Sarah.
Of course, Friday. Stephen Saunders is 14 years old, and David Saunders is 12 years old.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Now, Coach Saunders, have you brought the equipment?
Yes, I have, Your Majesty, but I would suggest that we do one little exercise before I show you the equipment.
Yes, of course. To keep me in shape, of course.
Yes, sir. This is a stretching exercise. We're going to use our arms an awfully lot.
Yes.
Okay, boys? And Your Majesty.
Yes. Which one will we do? Is it the one that goes down?
Yes, Your Majesty. We'll go down and touch our foot, and then we'll come back up and wrap our arms around our body and out, and we'll start again.
Are you ready? Ready.
Ready? Begin.
One, two, three, four. One, two, three. Yes, well, I want you to sit quietly, Queen Sarah, through all this.
Oh, of course. I'm just fine, Friday.
Will you show me the equipment, then?
Yes, Your Majesty. I have a pair of shoulder pads here. Steve, put these on.
Shoulder pads on the shoulders. Do they protect the shoulders?
Oh, yes, Your Majesty. They're made of very hard material. They give plenty of protection up in the shoulders. Also, I'd like to point out the pants, Your Majesty, have protection in here. Listen. You hear that?
Oh, are they pads, too?
Yes, it gives a lot of protection. The boys' legs in the front. And over here, Your Majesty, again, there's some more protection. There's protection along the side here. There's protection along the back here also. And then there are hip pads that fit along in here. So the boy is really well protected.
Yeah. Now you put something here, over there?
Yes, we're going to cover the shoulder pads now so that they don't go loose around. Here, I'll have to help you, Steve. There we go.
So.
And, of course, no football player can be a football player without a football helmet. And notice the protection here, Your Majesty.
Yeah.
This covers, of course, the head and the face completely, the nose, the mouth, and chin guard to hold it on tightly so the boy doesn't get hurt.
Well, I'm glad to see such fine protection.
and a football to the football player.
Excellent.
There we are.
Thank you, Stephen.
All right, thanks, Steve. Dave?
Thank you, Steve.
Come on over here. Sit down, Dave, in the corner, and put your socks on. Look at these socks, Your Majesty.
Oh, they don't look like they have any foot part to them.
No, they don't. But they go on over a regular sock. You'll see the reason that they have no toe or no heel.
And this is for baseball playing?
Yes, Your Majesty. You'll notice that the baseball player doesn't have quite as much protection as a football player because, of course, football is a much rougher game. Let's try the shirt, Dave. There we go. I'll tuck it in.
He's buttoning up his shirt.
Do the baseball players wear something on their heads, too?
Yes, ma'am.
A baseball hat
for them. There's part of the equipment. Of course, the glove and the ball are most important also, Your Majesty.
So he has a bat and a ball and all of his equipment. Thank you very much, David.
You're welcome.
I shall order all of the equipment, football, baseball, whatever you have for the baby.
For the baby, Your Majesty?
Yes, Queen Sarah and I are expecting a baby sometime in the future.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I want that baby to have the best of everything.
Well, Your Majesty, you must realize that these boys are older. I mean, Dave is 12 and Steve is 14.
Exactly, and I'm sure that they like to play their games.
But Friday, Coach Saunders means that the baby won't be able to play right away.
Coach Saunders and I will teach him, of course.
King Friday?
Oh, Handyman Negri,
I presume. Hi, Handyman Negri.
Yeah. Correct as usual, King Friday.
And what is your news?
King Friday, sire, we have a broken window.
A broken window?
Yes, sir.
How do you know?
Well, I heard this loud crash, and when I went to see what it was, I saw that the window was broken.
Well, windows just don't break themselves, do they, Coach Saunders?
Not very often, Your Majesty.
Suppose we go check on the window.
My boys and I have to go home, Your Majesty. Mrs. Saunders is waiting for us.
Oh, very well. You are dismissed for today, then. Thank you for your demonstration and exercises.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
Thank you, Stephen, and thank you, David.
You're welcome, Your Majesty.
A farewell, Saunders.
Bye, Your Majesty.
Farewell.
Bye, Coach.
Bye.
Farewell, friends.
Bye.
Well, sir, shall we go?
Well, you men just tend to that. I have something else to do.
Oh, of course. Yes, take care of yourself, Sarah. Very well. You and I shall go to the broken window, Handyman.
Right.
Come along.
Where's my ball? Where's my ball? I've lost my big baseball. Where's my ball? Oh. Where's my ball, fellas? Have you two taken my ball?
Lady Elaine Fairchild, I presume.
Oh, how clever of you to know me, Friday, after all these years. Now, where is my ball? Did you take it?
We are not here to play ball, Fairchild.
Well, what are you doing here, then?
Easy, easy. Will you just take it easy
for
a
moment? What are you doing? I mean,
we're here to inspect a broken window, Lady Elaine.
A broken window?
That's right.
Where? Where's
the... Over there, Lady Elaine. Right over there.
Uh-oh.
Why do you say that, Lady Elaine?
Look what's behind the window.
Well, now, you be careful. Don't get too close to that. Where behind
the window? Yes, you be careful, too, handyman. The broken glass, you know.
Mm-hmm. King Friday, sir?
B-A-L-L. And whose ball might this be?
It's just the one I've been looking for. Just the one with the word B-A-L-L on it. Mm-hmm. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Yes, well, thank you, man. Thank you so much. Just hand it to me here, dear. And yes, thank you very much. Toot-toot, everybody. Toot-toot.
King Friday.
Fairchild.
Did you call me King Friday?
I did. What about the broken window?
Such a pity. Just suppose I help you fix that tomorrow. I'd just be glad to help. I certainly would. I'd be glad to help, and I'll go play.
Fairchild, we'll just keep your bat until you do fix it. Handyman Negri.
Yes, sire.
Kindly hold Lady Fairchild's bat.
Yes, sire. B-A-T. Bat. Right here, sire.
You spoil sport.
Lady Elaine.
You spoil window. I spoil sport. Farewell. Until it's repaired tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
Well, why don't we just start right now, all right?
Well, I didn't mean for the ball to break the window.
Of course you didn't, Lady Elaine. We know that. So let's just fix it, all right?
Yeah, and then we can play ball again tomorrow.
Right. Let's go over and see what we'll need in the way of materials.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't even remember seeing a window here before.
Come to think of it, I don't either, Lady Elaine.
He's such a make-believe king, he'd just put windows anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a trolley coming.
Oh, hi, trolley.
Hello, troll. We'll fix it by tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happened with Lady Elaine and her ball and bat. Mm-hmm. I have some balls in here. There's a basketball. And a football. And a baseball. And a rubber ball. And a golf ball. They're all balls, but they're all different. Mm-hmm. Just like all people are different. They're all people, but each one's special. You are my friend, you are special. You are my friend, you're special to me. You are the only one like you, my friend. I like you in the daytime, in the nighttime, any time that you feel's the right time. For a friendship with me, you see, F-R-I-E-N-D, special. You are my friend, you're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world, and that's you are special. You know, sometimes it's fun just to play with a ball by yourself. Mm-hmm. Just throw it and catch it yourself. And other times it's fun to play with people. Mm-hmm. Just depends how you feel. You're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. Sometimes big people lose their golf balls. And sometimes it's a child that finds it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes children find golf balls. Here's the blanket. About time for me to go for today. But you and I will be together tomorrow. Doing all sorts of things together. Don't we do interesting things, you and I? Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Four, two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day such a special day for me. You know how? By just your being you. Mm-hmm. There's only one person in the whole world like you. And I like you just the way you are. Think about bees, okay? See if you see anything that starts with B. Right? Little bee. Big bee. Bye. Bye.
Production funds for this television visit were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET affiliated stations.